What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Glad you're back here at the Mark Cox Morning Show. Laughing here because I'm trying to pass things across the board to Ethan this morning, and we dropped the paper and it fell between the computers.
Totally missed.
Yeah, nothing working out just exactly right there. But hopefully your morning is going well. Sue Thomas will be up here in a minute with all your traffic. Kim, you've set off a firestorm here on social media here earlier with the In Other News segment about what these people involved in the actual birth of a baby, the nurses, is it the nurses that could tell which
nurses.
Couples were going to divorce? Yeah. Will chimed in and said the guy should be across the street at a bar while this is going on.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? The wife
that?
Might just say, stay at the bar. That's terrible. And then Mike says it sounds like it'd be a recipe for several months of couch surfing.
My wife opted for an epidural, and I was in charge of getting a couple movies for us to watch. And apparently I failed miserably because 27 years later, I'm still hearing about movie choice.
Okay, so it wasn't a good option. Is
apparently
issue.
it was not a love story.
Did you have to bring like a VHS or something back then? Or
wow.
I believe they might have had a VHS player in there back then.
They probably did.
And I think they did.
Probably at least your oldest.
See, I think it was for Brad difference. Is where I screwed that up,
I'm not,
if I remember correctly.
I'm not dissing on someone who gets an epidural by any means. I just mean that sometimes if you get that, you're actually able to nap.
I
is
know.
What I hear.
This is
and
the
so
beauty of it, Kim.
There isn't much to do
the beauty
if the
of it,
wife
Kim.
Isn't, if the mom is napping, then the husband could nap. You're right.
Not all Maybe. Women are as tough as you.
Can no, I'm I just, not
can
saying
I just
that.
Tell you that. I'm just saying, no, I mean it. I'm serious about that. That is, that's for sure. Anyway, we are looking forward to meeting your newest addition to the world, which could come at any time, right?
Any day.
You know, but we've got you. Unless it comes early, we've got you to the 22nd. Is that correct?
That's my last day. Whether I'm in labor or not, I am done.
Yep. This is true. She's finished on the 22nd, one way or the other. And then she's going to be taking a brief respite to hang out with the new one.
Hang out. That's what I'll be
just
doing.
Just be hanging out, not accomplishing a great deal.
It's our repayment for our vacations.
That's all right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is actually going to be a more relaxing vacation than either of yours. So,
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. All right. Coming up, we'll talk to Jim Talent in just a couple of minutes. We got our Sticks tickets giveaway this hour. Stay tuned for that. Next hour, Shannon Bream of Fox News. I know Brett Baer is going to Alaska. I wonder if Shannon will be broadcasting Fox News Sunday from up there. We'll talk to her about that. And also this D.C. crime crackdown. You know, Shannon has been based out of the D.C. bureau there for Fox for a long time, where she does Fox News Sunday. She knows about the crime. She knows about it firsthand. And it's interesting to see all these reporters kind of changing their tune a little bit because they all know, as much as they hate to agree with Trump, something had to be done. And, of course, there are now more and more stories about how the crime numbers from D.C. are being intentionally fudged so it looks better than it is. And that's what the Democrats are hanging their hats on. Well, look at the numbers. Really? So you support criminals. Okay, gotcha. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I had to go through the Russia hoax, and it made it very dangerous for our country because I was unable to really deal with Russia the way we should have been. I'm looking at Pam because I hope something's going to be done about it.
Yeah, looking at Pam Bondi, I'm hoping something's going to be done about some of these allegations of Adam Schiff sharing top secret information just to damage Donald Trump. A whistleblower made that allegation, but the previous DOJ declined to even investigate.
I drive around in Washington, D.C. in my Jeep, and yes, I do drive myself, and I don't buckle up. And the reason why I don't buckle up, and people can say whatever they want to, they can raise their eyebrows at me again, is because of carjacking. I don't want to be stuck in my vehicle when I need to exit in a hurry.
Have you seen Mark Wayne Mullen, the senator? This guy is jacked. I mean, he's the one that almost got in a fist fight with a witness one time in the hearing room, and he is worried about the crime in Washington, D.C.
It is a step in fascism when the federal government can bigfoot sovereign states. That's not us. We should be the 51st state.
What world, what planet does Muriel Bowser live on? Why does she think the District of Columbia, which was carved out for a reason out of two states to be a separate area for the Capitol, should be the 51st state of the United States of America?
And I live in Washington. This is personal for me. Many people are frustrated with crime that we see, particularly committed by juveniles in the city of Washington.
Yep, another reporter, another day coming forward in D.C. talking about the continuing crime problem in Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's not a surprise. It's not brain surgery. They've all seen it. We've talked to I asked Ryan Schmelz about it the other day. You can ask Griff Jenkins about it. You can ask anybody we have on the air here who lives in Washington, D.C. They all know it's the truth. All the Democrats know it's the truth. They have worked themselves into a lather over this, and it's really it's a failing argument for them. When you have to have the likes of Chris Matthews admitting that it's a losing argument for them, you know you've lost, and they don't seem to care. And instead of fighting it at all, they've just sort of doubled down on it. Listen.
What do you think is truly going on here with the president's fascination with quote unquote violent crime?
A relatively small crime problem is being used for specific authoritarian purposes. It's about federal overreach.
This is a power grab by a president.
He has always felt that American cities, especially those with large black populations like Washington, D.C., are crime-ridden.
There were lots of people yesterday saying, hey, is this a distraction? Is Trump trying to distract from the Epstein scandal?
I think he's trying to move the Epstein story off the top, off the front page.
Yeah, and it goes on and on and on and on. Nobody can be surprised by this. Even Jerry Rivers, I mean, Geraldo Rivera, came out and admitted that Washington, D.C. is a problem.
D.C. has been, with all due respect to our nation's capital, a shithole for a long time. You know, it reminds me of the old LaGuardia Airport that became so ghettoized and so grim and dark and melancholy that you get used to it.
Yeah, they kind of got used to it. What I did realize the other day is they were all claiming that there were worse crime problems in other big cities until I realized they didn't measure the D.C. crime the way they measure the crime, for example, in St. Louis or Chicago or some of these other places. It's worse per capita than a lot of these other areas. It just gets figured differently because it's the District of Columbia. And it's a shame, but they're not being honest about what's going on there. Now, what are they really afraid of? What are these big leaders afraid of? I'll tell you exactly what they're afraid of. They live in fear that their town is next. Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to do that unless he declares an emergency or martial law. There's no indication that he's going to do that. But if he succeeds, and a lot of people seem to be on board with the fact that they don't disagree with what he's doing, but they hate having to agree with Donald Trump. That's what it gets down to. They like the idea of what he's doing. They don't like to agree with Donald Trump, though. If it works,
so
Kara Spencer and Brandon Johnson in Chicago and Karen Largemouth Bass in L.A. and Zoran Mondani or whoever's the mayor of New York mm-hmm. suddenly have a big problem on their hands, because what you've proven is more policing and more justice equals less crime. That's the opposite of what they're telling their constituents. Mm-hmm. And when the people in St. Louis look around and realize, you mean we could do that too if we would just enforce our laws more and have more officers on the street, they lose power. And that's what they're afraid of. They Trump don't has, want him to succeed for that reason.
I agree with that. Trump has said that he needs more than 30 days. That's the only amount of time that he has before he would need Congress to push something through, which he has already come out and said he plans to ask for. And I think because he has the majority in both of the House and the Senate, he probably will get that through.
He might be able to get it through the Senate. Maybe.
The question is, how much time will it take? And the other thing, too, I wonder is, let's just say he gets this 30-day period. And this is maybe a question for Shannon, if she knows it. Can he take a break? So can he take, is it like a 60-day, a 90-day break, and then can he do it again? And just do another 30-day stint?
Yeah.
And this is interesting, too. The New York Post is reporting that George Soros-backed organizations and other donors have poured $20 million into anti-crackdown efforts, including to this group Free DC, which apparently trains activists to cop watch and to stage a lot of these protests that we've already seen going on, saying, you know, we don't want you here, get out of our streets, that kind of thing.
The Soros people win when they can breed chaos. And if you fix the crime problem, that's a lot more difficult. So you already see the strategy, but it's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work at all. All right, we're going to get to a break. We've got former Senator Jim Talent coming up in a minute. We'll get his thoughts maybe on that issue, certainly on the Putin-Trump summit that's scheduled for tomorrow up in Alaska. Back in just a minute.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, let's begin with the fact that this summit meeting is a tremendous gift to Vladimir Putin. He's meeting one-on-one with the President of the United States. He has been charged with war crimes by an international body, and he's lucky not to be arrested. But what I hope is that Donald Trump will stand strong with him.
All right, we've got Jim Talent on the line with us this morning, former Missouri senator. And Jim, that was Richard Blumenthal, if you didn't recognize the very identifiable voice there, and claiming that Donald Trump is giving Vladimir Putin a gift. What's your take on it?
Well, the only reason Putin is meeting at all is because he knew Trump was going to impose sanctions. So right there, it's a point gained for the president. He knows. He's now found out how bad Putin doesn't want him to impose the sanctions.
Yes.
Now, what Putin's going to try to do is he's going to try and get before negotiations what he can't get at negotiations. And it's one of two categories of things, or both of them. A limitation on Ukrainian sovereignty going forward, and in particular, their ability to rearm, you know, have relationships with the West. And the other is just big swaths of territory in Donetsk province that Putin wants, because Ukraine has prepared a defense in depth there. In other words, it's and he can't take it himself. I mean, it's impossible for him to do that. So what's most likely, I think, is that nothing is going to come out of this substantively, and then we're going to be back. The president will have a decision about imposing sanctions, and my guess is he will. And by the way, I mean, Trump has forgotten more about negotiations than Senator Blumenthal knows. So,
thank you.
So, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, this is a meeting. We've talked before about this, Mark, about how the war to this point has been an enormous strategic loss for Russia, and that isn't changing. And I think Putin has dug himself into a very big hole. We don't want it to continue because it's not in our interest to continue. It's really not in anybody's interest for it to continue. But I think Putin is afraid if the war ends, he's going to have to give an accounting to the Russian people about how much it cost and how little they gained, and he doesn't want to do that.
I agree with you completely.
I know Trump had that conversation with Zelensky yesterday, and he gave it a 10, I guess a 10 out of 10, mm-hmm. for how productive it was. I'm so curious what that would look like, because he, you know, Trump had some strong words for Putin ahead of this meeting in Alaska, saying, you know, he better be willing to actually have it be fruitful. Otherwise, this is a waste of our time.
And he said, I'm going to know within 2 minutes, and he will. Yeah. I mean, the president, and I'm a very strong supporter of the president, as you guys know. I think he's doing a great job. Whatever you think of him, he knows how to negotiate. I mean, he knew what Putin was going to try and do. This is an attempt by Putin to get Trump not to impose the sanctions, or at least to delay it without having to get to the table. Because if Putin agrees to a ceasefire and goes to the table, which is what Trump wants, it's going to be very difficult for him to restart the war. Trump understands that. Putin understands that. That's the logic of negotiations. So Putin is going to try and avoid that and get what he wants from the American president without having to sit across the table from Zelensky. And I don't think Trump is going to give it to him. Now, we'll see. And if if I think the president's made a mistake, I'll say so. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. I'm looking forward to what comes out of there tomorrow for sure. Jim, let me switch gears to I called it earlier 3D dimensional chess that Donald Trump seems to have been playing with these with the Democrats in Washington, D.C. You served there in the House and the Senate, and I'm sure things are much different today than they were when you were there. But the crime problem, you can't deny that it's bad. Even the reporters who live and cover this on the Hill admit they've seen carjacking. Some of them have been carjacked or robbed themselves. But now you put Democrats in a position of seeming to support ongoing criminal activity as opposed to cracking down on it.
Yeah, you notice the mayor, who seems to be pretty responsible, won't go into the history of that. She met with Bondi and some other Justice Department officials because she says, well, you know, maybe we could use the help. I mean, that's not a direct quote, but that's what she was doing there. The city is not safe. I don't go there as often as I used to. When I do, I stay downtown, and I about five blocks away from the Reagan Institute, which is usually why I'm there.
Right.
And I walk over there during the day, but if it's an evening event and, you know, I get out at 9 or 9:30, I'll take a cab or an Uber back. I'm a man. I'm less vulnerable than obviously a woman, even though, but I'm not as young as I used to be either. And so, you know, I'm not going to take the risk. No, it's a dangerous city. Mark, we took it over in the mid-90s when the Republicans controlled the Congress. We installed a financial control board and gave it control over the city, turned it around by the early 2000s, and it slipped back again, and particularly in the area of crime. And they can't cover this up. I mean, they twist the statistics and try and pretend it's safe. It's not. And it's a federal enclave. It is a unique situation. It has home rule because Congress gave it home rule about 50 years ago, and Congress has reserved the right and does periodically overrule what the district does. So I think this is the right action. It's highlighted the problem.
Yep.
And it's offered some help, at least in the short term.
Jim, I just want to point this out to you. I went to the kickoff for Dennis Hancock the other night when he announced for county executive. And a couple came up to me, and they listened to the show all the time, and they said, Jim Talent is our favorite segment on your show. We listen religiously every Thursday to that, and I just wanted to pass that along to you. So thank you.
Well, Mark, you're very encouraging. You have the gift of encouragement. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That. It was a great kickoff from what I understand.
Too. We'll talk again next week, Jim. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. I appreciate that. It's very nice of them, but they want us to move him to a longer segment. They think that 22 segment is too short, Kim.
I bet other people would like that, too.
I know. We may have to look into that, so give them a little more time there. Coming up, we may give away a couple tickets to Styx after the break. Stay tuned.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back. You know what time it is, don't you? It's Styx time. That's STYX for those of you keeping up this week. Giving away a couple tickets to see Styx next weekend, I guess, August 22nd at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And we're giving away a pair every day this week. And Kevin Cronin's going to be out there, the REO singer. So there'll be lots of great music for you to listen to. And I think in honor of the fact that Kim is 38 weeks, we should take caller 38. No.
Bad idea.
Oh, she doesn't want to answer the phone. I got it. All right. How about in honor of the fact that she is now officially in her ninth month, we'll take caller number 9 at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Good luck to you to win a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin coming up the 22nd. All right. Love that. All right. I had not seen this story. I'll have to admit, but I'm not surprised. KSDK has this story on their website this morning, but it came from a federal audit yesterday. The United States Postal Service Inspector General released their audit of the St. Louis mail facilities, found systemic issues with one of the centers, breaking a record for the largest amount of delayed mail in the history of the unit. Let me repeat that for you. So here's what they looked at. The audit looked at the St. Louis Processing and Distribution Center and the Network Distribution Center, and then also went on to look at 7 delivery units that they service, which included the main post offices in Baldwin, O'Fallon, St. Charles, Maryville Gardens, Southwest Stations, and the Clayton and Creepcore branches. So that's kind of give you an idea of what they were looking for. According to this audit, and I don't think anybody's going to be surprised about this, the St. Louis Processing and Distribution Center had more than 2.5 million delayed pieces of mail between June 3rd and 4th. The largest delayed mail volume since our field operations reviews began in 2021. So, I don't know, waiting on that check you get each month from Social Security, or if it's not electronically deposited, if you're waiting on a check from your employer, you're waiting on a refund from something, or you've tried to pay a bill and they keep calling you and telling you, I'm sorry, we haven't received your payment yet. I think we might have narrowed down part of what the problem is. So they looked at all of the a bunch of areas like efficiency and package scanning and carrier transfers and the condition of some of the packages when they were discovered. And they went out and talked to Ann Wagner about it. She called it beyond mere incompetence, and she said that people in charge should be fired. So maybe we'll try to get the congresswoman on again to talk about it. I think maybe we have Bob Onder on tomorrow morning so we can get to his thoughts on this as well. But that's kind of where that happened there. So here's an interesting story that I came across. And I haven't oddly seen this reported in the Post. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to it. It's possible I overlooked it. I don't know. The Business Journal covered it. You know, I was pretty... You got to call a spade a spade. I was pretty critical of the House and Senate in Missouri for pushing through this stadium funding bill. I didn't agree with it. Governor had his reasons for supporting it. The majority of legislators from the St. Louis region who I talked to voted against it. But, of course, it went through anyway. It's a boondoggle. It gives tax breaks in some counties, potentially, but not others. They don't have the option to vote on it in places like St. Louis and the bigger municipalities around the area. It's not even a thing. But some counties got it. I mean, this should never have happened. I don't think we should be using taxpayer dollars to subsidize. And you know me, I have no envy of you if you're a billionaire. Good for you. You earned it. But I don't think taxpayers need to subsidize those folks. People that own the Chiefs and the Royals and the Cardinals, for that matter, have more money than they'll ever need. If they want to finance additions or improvements to their ballpark, I think they can handle it. Like, they don't have to worry about my credit record to go get their loan. They probably won't need a loan. I don't know. But I was opposed to the idea. And I say that because actions cause reactions. And I'm not suggesting that I have any insider knowledge that that's why this headline happened. But I'm just going to report it the way it's being reported here. And I'm going to read this to you. Missouri House Republicans, for their election committee, their political action committee that will be supporting Republican candidates for the Missouri House in the next election cycle, the Kansas City Chiefs donated $25,000 to the political action committee for Missouri Republicans. The donation, the first major contribution the team has made in Missouri this year, comes roughly 2 months after the legislature approved a $1.5 billion stadium funding plan aimed at convincing the Chiefs and the Royals to stay in Missouri. Just going to throw that out there. I mean, I would assume if they'd written a $25,000 check to the Democrats, that would have been included in this story. But this story is about the fact that when they checked the records with the Missouri Ethics Commission, where the people file all of their funding and spending and all that stuff, that this is what they found: a $25,000 donation from the Chiefs to the Missouri House Republicans Campaign Committee. And the only place the vote was close in the legislature was in the Senate. The House rubber stamped this thing. So I guess well played, John Patterson. I don't know. The money seems to be coming in. I don't know if you heard that story or not, Kim.
I didn't. I was talking to Corinne, our winner.
Awesome. Congratulations, Corinne.
By the way, this is cool. She was the first caller, and she ended up calling. You know how you always say, hey, you're the first caller, you're the second caller, try again. So she ended up being the ninth caller. So it's kind of cool because I'm like, how often does that happen where you call earlier and you truly get back in and then you end up winning?
Never give up.
So Corinne, congratulations. She was so sweet.
Absolutely. Where's she from?
Florissant.
Florissant. All right, Corinne, congratulations. Should be a good concert. What I was reporting on here, Kim, is a Business Journal article this morning that the Kansas City Chiefs just wrote a $25,000 donation to the Missouri House Republicans election PAC.
Well, of course they did. Yeah, and what's that money specifically being used for? Well, to make sure they get exactly what they want.
Those folks back in office who supported them for their big subsidies, I guess. I don't know. I wonder if they donated to the Democrat party. I would assume whoever the reporter was who did this story, Jason Hancock, would have checked on that. I mean, if I'm a reporter covering that story, I would have said, "Hey, okay, let's check and see if they donated anything to the Democrats." The Royals donated. That's about the campaign to pass the thing.
So it was just the Chiefs.
This is just about the Chiefs.
The donated, okay.
The Tuesday's $25,000 check went to the House Republican Campaign Committee. The same day, the PAC received $30,000 from the Missouri Soybean Association, $10,000 from the Missouri Medical PAC, and $5,500 from State Representative Dean Van Scholock. I'm not quite sure what the relevance of Dean Van Scholock giving him $5,500 is, but there you go. Sometimes these folks, maybe if he's a current state representative, they have money they've collected and they're not in a competitive district. They can pass that money along to the party to use in other districts. Maybe that's what that money was sent over there for.
All of it just feels so snaky. I understand that lobbyists are a big thing and that these organizations across the country, they you know, have these big donations, although $25,000 is not that. That's a drop in the bucket for the Chiefs. That's nothing. Come on, Chiefs, step up. You have a lot more to offer as far as a donation
Thank
goes.
Thank you.
But it irks me that this happens because it's just a way of manipulating them to do what they want done, which is, again, to make sure that they're in office to continue with whatever agenda that they have. It doesn't sit well with me.
Just follow the money, and you'll see how people vote in Jeff City. That they supposedly did ethics reform a long time ago, and you go to Jeff City, and the joke for a while was if you went into a bar, they had the lobbyist drink because it was under $5, and you could buy them a drink, and you didn't have to report it because there was like a $5 limit on what drink the lobbyist could buy for you or something like that. And they thought that was what was going to stop the influence. This is
That'll
the influence.
Do it.
This is the influence. I mean, look and see who the Missouri Realtors Association is donating to, and you'll understand why IP reform never gets a vote, because they lobby again. They're one of the big ones down there that lobbies against IP reform, just because they used it one time to save some commissions for their real estate brokers years ago, and they don't want to see that overturned. The other lobbyists don't want to see it overturned. The people that work as political consultants don't want to see it overturned because they make money on both ends. They make money from the people trying to fight for the initiative petition, and they make money from the people trying to fight against the initiative petition. So as long as the skids are getting greased, they don't want that system to end. So there's a whole lot of reasons and a whole lot of things could be fixed in Jeff City with some real lobby reform. But, of course, the people who would have to vote on that are going to be influenced by the lobbyists. So that's never going to happen in our lifetime, I don't believe. All right, what's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
You and I have talked a lot, Mark, about just the crime and a lot of the teens, you know, behind those crimes here in St. Louis. And should parents be held accountable? Well, some New Jersey parents are outraged because there is a new law where they could be thrown in prison for their kids' bad behavior.
Wow, we're making progress. We'll be back in a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
Do you think parents should be held accountable for their kids' bad behavior?
Absolutely.
And what kind of accountability should they be having for this? Because you could say, okay, should they be slapped with a fine? Because there's a new law that passed in Gloucester Township, New Jersey, that would throw parents in prison. They'd go to jail for 3 months if their kids are found guilty of multiple offenses, because it's been such a problem there where these unruly teens are just wreaking havoc. I mean, one incident after the next.
I think that's the key. I think the key is the word multiple. Like, everybody can have a kid that's a schmuck. I mean, you can, in some cases, the best parents have kids that are just wayward for whatever reason, right? That's not their fault necessarily at first. Just like the first time the dog bites you, it's not your fault, it's the dog's fault. Second time, it's your fault because you know the dog bites. Mm-hmm. So I think the point is, if your kid is repeatedly part of the problem and they just robbed an Uber, they just carjacked an Uber at 11 o'clock tonight, they got released to your custody, and at 9 o'clock the next day they do the same thing over again, yes, that's when you need to start holding somebody accountable for it. And that's where I think something like this against the parents is reasonable.
There are 28 juvenile offenses that would fall under this new law, and it includes being a disorderly person, immorality, destruction of playground equipment, loitering, and that, of course, would also include assault, mugging, drunkenness, drug dealing. And if a child's found repeatedly guilty in juvenile court, their caretaker, so maybe it doesn't stop at just the parents, the caretaker, so grandma, could face up to 90 days in prison and or a fine of up to $2,000.
Wow.
Yes. And I mean, you and I have talked about how they try to enact these curfews. They've done it in St. Louis. They think that's going to work. It just doesn't, because the teens who are causing the problems, like what we have seen in our city, they don't care about some curfew. And quite honestly, I don't even know that their parents are checking in on them to see where they are at, you know, 9, 10, 11, midnight.
They don't have that stupid point system there, do they? Like we do?
That's a good question.
For juveniles? I mean, part of the issue is you lower the threshold to retain the juvenile in a holding facility, right? And see if that gets their attention. I think that's the first step. because you've got people in St. Louis who don't want anybody held accountable. They want fewer police officers. They don't want people. They want cash, no cash bail. They want all these excuses to let the criminals back out on the streets. Well, that's what our juvenile system does, and look at the result of it.
Well, George on YouTube is saying, give the parents the option to have their kids stay in juvie. I would actually agree with that. I think that is part of the problem, the point system here in Missouri, where you have to have a certain number of points, and it has to be a very serious offense, we've learned, to have a high enough point on your record, I guess, where they would be able to hold you in a lot of these jurisdictions. They should be able to say, hey, I want to teach my kid a lesson. Now, I understand it's more complicated than just, hey, I want to teach my kid a lesson, but there should be something to where these parents might say, hey, I know you're saying my kid can be released, but they need to learn their lesson, and this has been a repeated problem. I'd like them to stay in there for another day or two.
That flew the coop a while back, I'm afraid.
You don't think that would be effective at all?
I think it might be effective. I just don't think parents these days parent that way.
Oh, I agree with that. It's gentle parenting, right?
And that's what's led to a lot of these problems. Timeouts, everybody gets a trophy. It's led to a lot of people feeling like they're accountable for their actions. And then we have a justice system we've changed in many ways that doesn't hold them accountable to their actions. So just penalizing the parents is not the answer. It's got to be a combination of stronger laws, a lower point system, throw their butt in jail and let them spend a little bit of time in there. And then maybe you get their attention.
Right. The kid has to feel it, too. Not just the parent. The kid should feel it first and foremost. Then maybe the parents, if they're not doing their job.
And then send them to a military academy. And then you start to address the issues. Coming up, how about Shannon Bream? If she's not going to Alaska, she knows a lot about what's going on up there. We'll talk to her about the summit up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.